Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am so super excited that you join me today. Today's episode is called Questions with the Queen. This is episode number 72, and I just have a question that's been asked to me today. It was asked to me last, but I'm going to answer it today. It's how do you start over? It's so funny when you've had experienced some type of business, I'm going to say not failure, but business setback. It's hard sometimes to get your mojo back. It's hard to get that momentum back. So I just have to say that you have to, it's in these times that you have to be so, so dedicated and so committed to what you believe. You know, it's funny how things sometimes take you off the loop. Sometimes you don't see things coming, you know, and I just am so surprised with the things that happen sometimes. But what I should not be surprised about is the way I respond to them. So I just want to share with you that it's so important that you learn how to start over. Goodness, I needed this question to really just kind of share some personal stories. I've had to kind of start over in my business. So I just really could relate to this. So I am so thankful that she sent this to me. So let me start with the acronym. You know, I love acronyms. So instead of telling you all the information, I like to really you guys in a specific way. So the S stands for start now. You know what? There's no more thinking about it. There's no saying I'm going to do it next week, next year, whatever. You need to start now. It's so important that don't put anything on hold. Life is not promised to you guys. So it's so important that you start now with everything that you want to have happen in your life. The T is for take inventory. You know what? You have got some things that have went right. I don't care if it was 10, 12 years ago. You've done some things in business that have went right. Really take inventory and see what you're working with. Are you working with anything? Are you at a point where you need to close your business down? Are you at a point where your business can be revived? And I say it can be revived with one person. It could start over with 10 people. It could start over however small or whatever's going on, whether your revenue is there or not there. Things can change in an instant. You just need to be prayerful and get to work. The A stands for action needs to be taken now. It's necessary that you go into action. You can't let your fear and your sorrow just leave you downtrodden. So please know that action is needed today, right now. Just start now. The R in start stands for realize your gifts. You know what? God has given everybody some gifts on this earth. Whether we believe we have gifts or not, you know, everybody has some gifts. So you've just got to realize that you have gifts and find them and get started with them. The T stands for time frames. You know what? Everything in life has a time frame attached to it. Whether we believe that or don't believe that, it is oh so true. So put a time frame on when you want things to happen in your life. Just know that anything can happen. Just look for it to happen. Believe that it's going to happen and say it's going to happen by this date. And meanwhile, you do the work to see, work like you think it all depends upon you. Work like there is no God. And I hate to say it like that, but I really want you to work like that. Because when you know everything really depends upon God, guess what? You can work like the Dickens. You can work and work and work and work, and things can be so, so good for you. So know that the time frames just help motivate you and help help you know that anything is possible. Okay. Oh, for over stands for offer your services. You know, many times people don't even know that we have a business. And I just have to be honest up front with you because I have several businesses, and one of them in particular, people are like, I didn't even know you sell Mary Kay. Yes, and I'm about to be $1 million director with Mary Kay. I'm a woman that can do several things. So I just am so thankful that I've now started to open my mouth and just let people know I'm a multi-dimensional entrepreneur. So definitely. So just offer your services to others. The V is for vision. Your vision must be clear. You know, one of the things I know without a shadow of a doubt is when our vision gets a little murky and when we can't see it anymore, that's really when things kind of go a little haywire. When you don't see things happening the way that you think that they should happen, that's when things can go a little haywire. And it's because you don't have that vision right in front of you. You don't have that vision in $1 million sales director. Hey, my company will do $1 million in sales. Whatever your vision is, hey, I will, you know, get $20,000 in sales over the next year, or whatever your vision is for your life and for your company. Just know that your vision must be clear. Know that your vision must be so clear. And when your vision is clear, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? When your vision is clear, you will get some things in order. You will do some things. You will, oh my goodness, you will just find yourself just really in a great, great, great place, you know? You really will. So just get your vision clear. I know the Bible says the people perish because of lack of vision. So without the vision, that's what's going on. So please know that you don't have to perish, you know? Please know that you don't have to perish. So I just want you to know that. Definitely. And with that being said, goodness, the E stands, get excited about something. If you're not excited about anything, it's time to get excited about something. And, you know, it's so funny because I say that tongue in cheek because people will say, oh, you know, I really do like whatever, whatever. But you know what? Your voice, your posture, everything is saying that you really don't like it. You know, because a person that really do, I know some people don't have very much motivation or not very excited type of people, but you've got to get excited, y'all. If you want anybody to follow you, to, you know, for you to mentor them, for you to be a coach, for whatever, you've got to get excited about who you are and what you offer. Enthusiasm says everything. So I just wanted you to know that. And the R, renew your body every month. And what I mean by that, out of 30 days, 31 days, please take 1 or 2 days to really just relax and release and just relate and, you know, really get yourself together. You know, it's so important that you'd really do that. I want to know with a shadow of a doubt, you can have it all. You really can. You just got to organize together. It's just got to be planned out. I just shared with a lady that's in my mastermind for January that, hey, your marketing calendar needs to be written out on paper. And then if you want to type it up, that's fine. But you really need to write it out with hand and paper. So important. So important. So I just wanted you to know that with everything that's going on, yes. Please. I just want you to know that all things are possible, and you can start your business over. Please know that it's possible. Like I said, I am in a restart phase right now, and to be honest with you, some doors have been closed, and it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to roll with the punches. That means other doors need to be open, and other doors are open. I've just got to walk through them. So it's so important that we do that. So just be encouraged. Know that all things are possible. You can start your business over if you've had a little hiccup or not. And just know that the race is given to the, not to swift, but to the ones that are steady and on pace at all times. So this has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen, episode number 72. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.